Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome, my friends, to another edition live on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. We do have breaking news here to start off today. Super Don has been scouring the media in Chicago over the last 24 hours, trying to find out who might be covering in Chicago, the number three media market in the United States, the Isaiah Ryder hearing today in Chicago in Cook County. And we may reveal the very few media, if I can count them on one finger, perhaps, that were there. But even more important, Super Don, you were able to get a hold of Michelle Ryder, Isaiah's mom.
Indeed.
And she's going to join us right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I believe that Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, God bless you, Michelle. My heart goes out to you. I know the hearing was today. I know a little bit about what happened, but I know that many of our listeners around the world on Natural News, GCN, et cetera, also send in prayers and heartfelt anything they can. In fact, many of our listeners have been reporting to us that they're calling the Congress people in Missouri on the federal level, as well as reaching out locally, doing their part. And I want to say a big thank you to everybody trying to help out here. And we may get more information on how we can do that right now. But, Michelle, how would you describe what happened today in the Cook County Court?
Well, I would also like to say that I do appreciate everyone's support and calls as well, because I think the more exposing and the more that people are talking, the court of public opinion is really important, because we're not seeing justice in this court. And so I know, like with Justina Pelletier's case, you know, they really feel like that is what helped to get Justina home, and we feel like that's important for Isaiah as well. As far as court today, yes, it's been a long day. I do live over 500 miles away from Cook County, so I got in about 4 o'clock in the morning and then spent the afternoon in court. And basically, Isaiah did testify today. He testified by phone, and he, every time, you know, he was able to explain that his life has been very much affected by the decisions that were made, by him being forced into foster care, by him being ripped away from his mother and family. In fact, he did get emotional at one point and said, "This is very hard for me," and he had to kind of stop. You know, it's hard for me to hear my son, because I feel like he shouldn't even have to go through anything like this. Never, ever should have, on top of what he's already had to deal with his health problems. And, when he did, say that he was sexually assaulted and raped. He said that, and as soon as he said that, his own counsel objected, and they said that everyone in the room was aware that that had happened. But my question is, why if everyone in that room is aware that that happened, first of all, there must be meetings that are happening that are not on court record, because I've never had a discussion. I've never been in court where it's been talked about. And why, if they are aware, is nothing being done? Why is it not being addressed?
Michelle, that would be my question immediately. Who did this, and are they being brought to justice?
Yes.
I mean, that's a criminal investigation. Where is the criminal investigation?
Yes.
There's no news of it anywhere.
Exactly. No, there's not. And DCFS, all of those key people were informed. It did not seem as though it was news to the judge either. And I just want to know if all of these people, they said, and it's on record, that all of the people in the room were aware of that, why is nothing being done? So that is a big question.
I know, Michelle, you have a private attorney. They have offered or forced your son to have a state attorney, if you will, a public defender, who objected to his own client bringing up the fact that he had been abused. And where's the dereliction of duty here by the judge? There's a criminal complaint. There's a criminal accusation of rape of a child.
Right.
Nobody brought up an objection to the objection of the public defender, saying, no, wait a second, there's a crime here.
Right. Yes. Yes, and Isaiah, I talked with Isaiah afterwards, and he said that was very frustrating, that, you know, they were, when he was trying to explain, they were asking him questions. And another thing that his guardian ad litem objected to was, that was not one of the questions she asked on direct. So she purposely stayed away from those type of questions because she doesn't want it on the court record. She is not representing Isaiah. She's representing the state.
She's absolutely representing the state. That's exactly right. Is there anybody that's come forward to provide some level of real defense for Isaiah?
Yes.
Because, again, right now can't do it because they claim that you are not now the guardian at this moment.
Right. At this moment, the state is, he's in temporary custody, but the state of Illinois is making decisions for Isaiah and his well-being. And they're doing a very poor job of that because Isaiah explained that this agency has traumatized him. He's used terms of they've ruined my life. You know, he said, I my life was fine, you know, before this. Maybe not fine, but, you know, he had his medical issues. But, I mean, he had a job. He even said that in court. I had a job. I had a steady girlfriend, you know, and things are much different. He's been through a lot.
I got to ask, did anybody object on grounds of jurisdictional grounds? Like, did the tribe, were they present? Did they testify and say, hey, jurisdictionally, you cannot grab this child. This child is a Native American, part of the Choctaw tribe. You shall return him to his family or to us. Did anybody object from the Choctaw tribe?
No, absolutely not. In fact, they are very much... not supporting Isaiah. They're not supporting our family. Their job, you know, is supposed to be preserving the Indian family, advocating for the Indian child, and we are not seeing any of that. In fact, we're seeing just the opposite. The person that testified is a social worker who has been in her role for 5 months, has never, ever spoken to Isaiah. How can you advocate? What have you done to advocate? And
that's outrageous.
Why are you not... Yes.
If you're a social worker, you got to talk to the child.
I'm flabbergasted over this.
Yeah, I know. It just keeps getting worse, not better. Of course, I want to keep piling the pressure on to bear on the local media as well as the court system there, CPS, the hospital, anywhere. The Choctaw tribe, we must keep calling. That's, again, another level of dereliction of duty. Challenging of jurisdiction. How is it that the state of Illinois can take a child of Missouri, your child in Missouri, where you were, you know, basically that's where you live. Did anybody challenge to say, hey, Illinois has no right to take control of this child? This child is not an Illinois child.
Yes, that was brought up today by my attorney, that under the UCCJEA Act, which is a federal law, and both Missouri and Illinois have adopted that. And basically it states that jurisdiction lies in the home state. And there's also case law and cases to support that a temporary hospital stay does not constitute jurisdiction. And so that was put on the record today that there's question if they even have the right to be deciding the best interest of a Missouri resident. And
right,
a Missouri resident that is considered an adult. And, you know, I go back to the same thing. Financial incentive, financial gain, that is, I mean, they can
follow the money. Who's
prolong
profiting?
This. Yes, prolong the suffering, prolong the trauma. You know, my son is asking to come back home. I want to be with my mom. And they're not considering what, and you know, a young man who's almost 18 years old has to say.
All right, if you're just joining us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, right out of the gate here, we have Michelle Ryder. She was at the hearing for her son, where they still claim possession, if you will, of her child, Isaiah Ryder, being kept in prison, if you will, in a state situation like that, whether it be through foster care where he claims abuse, sexual abuse inclusive. The court acknowledges that they've heard that, but it's not going to go on the record. They won't return Isaiah to his mother, Michelle, here. What is the next phase? What is the next step here? We got a minute before break. What can we do to help?
Well, I want to mention one other thing that I think is important, and that is leading up to this situation that happened where he was sexually assaulted, he was raped, drugged, and a gun was held to his head. There were events leading up to that. On July the 6th, he was assaulted by a grown foster daughter. She threatened to break his neck and throw him down the stairs, and that was reported to the police and the state, and they both responded to that. Nothing was done. On August the 12th, I had a meeting with Isaiah, a visitation, where he reported different incidents where there was guns, gangs, drugs, and prostitution in the neighborhood. Very concerning. The very next day, my attorney was in the court, filed an emergency motion regarding Isaiah's safety. The guardian ad litem, the judge, the state's attorney, and DCFS, they all downplayed the situation, and it was just a week later that we found out. I mean, we found out just recently.
This is how the state protects Isaiah. Stand by, Michelle. We got to take a break here. We're going to be back. Talk more about this situation. We want to make sure no other children find themselves, no other families find themselves in a similar situation. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, what we want to do is rock the Cook County Courthouse and the people in it who are denying justice be served by returning Isaiah Ryder to his mother. Michelle, she's here with us right now, a few more minutes after the emotional exhaustion I'm sure that you're feeling considering what you've been through with the hearing. And we're talking about this. I try to think about what kind of higher purpose could be involved here, because this is just horrific on this child, on the family, and yet we hear more of these stories around the country. We'll be covering them some more as well, and if it's the very least we can stop this from happening to anyone else, I'll be grateful for that, but I also will be grateful when Isaiah can be returned home to you, his mother, Michelle Ryder. And, you know, we're talking about some outrages, even from the Choctaw tribe, why they're not standing up in defense of this child. And there's a lot more questions than I have answers for at this moment. I'm sure you're sharing some of those sentiments.
Yes, I do believe as far as, you know, exposing what's happening is important. Continuing to reach out to our elected officials, and I know a lot of people are calling and they're saying that they're not. Someone posted that they called Dick Durbin's office in Illinois, and they said that they weren't aware of this. I mean, this is happening in their state, and this is happening in Chicago, and it's been going on for 9 months. And I think reaching out to those people is important. You know, possibly even the tribe, you know, why are they not defending their own? Why are they not sticking up and advocating for Isaiah as they said that that was their role. My family and I have been reaching out to them for months now, asking for their support, their help. They went before the court in April and said that they have interest in this Indian child and Indian mother. However, that is not what they are showing us. You know, I reached out to our chief, and that's as high as it goes, and I received an email from him last night after several emails were sent. And basically, I even sent him a copy of the recent article where Isaiah went forward with the assault, the rape, the sodomy that happened to him while in Dalton, Illinois. And his response was, "We care about our Choctaw children," but yet told me I need to speak with someone else. And I had already told him that I did not feel like those people were listening to us, that I had already tried talking with them. My family's tried. And that was his response to me. So, you know, actions speak louder than words. And you can say that you care, but they're not showing that they care. And, you know, it's very unfortunate. You know, we want justice, and we want, Isaiah wants to be back home. We need to be able to heal and move on, or try to move on. You know, these are things that won't be forgotten. I mean, these are lifelong, they've caused enough trauma for a lifetime, that's for sure.
Right. And again, this is happening in a lot of places right now. We keep hearing more stories. We've got another story of a forced chemo case that Ty Bollinger learned of in Texas, Austin, Texas. We'll be covering tomorrow on the show. And Michelle, we continue to link, of course, to not only the Facebook page, but other pages, including medicalkidnap.com, to stay up to date on this. Keep putting pressure on the media, as we will. And, of course, the legislators in Illinois, as well as those in Missouri that we've linked to, so that they can rattle some cages here and release this young man and get him back, get the reunion happening and the healing happening. Michelle, my heart goes out to you, you know that, and Super Don's losing sleep over this as we're trying to help as much as we can.
Well, I really do appreciate you guys very much, and I know Isaiah does as well. I know that the Kansas City news station was doing a segment tonight, I think at 5 and 6, where they did speak with Representative Ken Wilson's office, who is sponsoring Isaiah's law. And I know
we'll report on that probably tomorrow as well. And Michelle, I know we'll be in touch off the air, of course. Stay strong, and when you talk to Isaiah stay strong. We're praying for y'all, and we'll be here. Thank you, Michelle. God bless you. 866-939-2355 if you'd like to call up. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods in this regard. Also, we've got lots more stories. We've got a story of healing next hour as well, which is going to be quite profound with Brenda Michaels. So stick around. Lots more healing to go.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, we cover the dangers of pesticides, the dangers of vaccines, the dangers of chemotherapy to children. You know, there's even a story here about the dangers of EM fields, Wi-Fi exposure. You know, and I've said, please turn off the Wi-Fi at night. Please turn off your Wi-Fi at night. Real dangers to children, but it seems that the most dangerous thing than anything is Child Protective Services and hospitals who want to be able to bill ad infinitum because the people can't afford it, so lay it off on all of the people and maybe no one will notice. We cover stories about fraudulent billing, fraudulent diagnoses. You get a kid like Isaiah who's being taken, held hostage, if you will, to the billing cycle at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago there. And then in the court hearing. No justice. Delay, delay, delay. Yes, we acknowledge and we already know that he has been abused, sexually inclusive, and we object as your public defender to say anything about it, Isaiah, right? This is the kind of thing we just heard from Michelle Ryder, what went on there. And then you got the First Amendment. What is it written for? It's written to protect what? Speech. They call it freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of expression. And you've got people around the world trying to suppress your freedom of expression because it might be offensive. You know what I find offensive? Government agencies claiming to help and protect children, violating them. Hospitals claiming to want to help and heal, violating them as well with drugs, chemo, unnecessary treatments that they pawn off on the unlimited funds of the Federal Reserve, taxing the American people through the IRS. And the media, where is the media? Where is the mainstream media on this? We heard a few reports here and there. Where were they today? Super Don, you spent some time talking to the media. You called all the major Chicago players. Any of them send anyone to that court hearing today?
Well, the only way that I know that somebody was there is because of what Michelle said. Now, according to what Michelle said, the media that was there was from Kansas City. I called every major news station, TV station, radio station, and the two top newspapers in Chicago. And every time I called and said, hey, here, you know, we got the hearing. Do you know about the Isaiah Ryder case? Oh, yeah, we know about it. We've covered it before. Are you sending anybody out? No. We're not going to do it. And the closest I got to somebody being sent out there was I called a station. I think it may have been WGN or I called so many. They're all mixed in my head. But
you recorded all the calls, though.
Well, so, and I did, and we're not going to play because it's about 2 minutes or so long. I'm going to create a video that we can post up. Maybe we'll put it on Epic Times. But the closest I got was one place said, yeah, we're going to send out a camera. And I was like, okay, so you're not sending out a reporter, but you're going to send a camera? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, thank you so much for being the one station in Chicago that was willing to go out there and see what's going on. And as soon as I said that, she said, well, I'm not promising we'll be there, but we'll try.
Right, right. Yeah. So chances are the one media outlet that covered it was from Kansas City, Missouri.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, that tells you that. Think about the story that you could have with the child at this point, 17, young man, but saying that I was sexually abused, I was raped. That's what he said right there in the courtroom. Then you think about a reporter that could pick up on that. Wait a second. Well, this is what he's claiming, and they objected to that, and no one's following. Where's the criminal case here? Anytime there's a rape, do you think that if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Yeah.
They're not covering any of this.
Yeah.
So a failure of the fourth estate, so to speak, in this case. Although we're putting pressure on them. Super Don, you're putting pressure on them, and we'll continue to put the word out through Natural News Radio, GCN, and everyone else listening around the world here. The outrage that I feel as a dad, much less, you know, just someone who's concerned from a human perspective. Exactly.
A human being, you know, and I tell you what, I was kind of discouraged today with the lack of interest and reaction by the media in Chicago. And so when I got done making these phone calls, I thought, you know what, I need to find somebody who will cover this story.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm actually really excited, the announcement that I'm about to make here. Believe it or not, Robert, it's been a while since we've done this. We are going to be welcoming a new member of the Robert Scott Bell Show family.
Oh, this is so cool.
If you recall, a while back, maybe about 6 months ago, there was a young guy, Andrew Demeter.
Yeah.
And he's an award-winning filmmaker, journalist, political activist.
He was the one that – didn't he ask Nancy Pelosi the tough question?
He did. He actually confronted Nancy Pelosi about domestic surveillance. I think it was like a year or two ago, something like that.
And immediately impressed with this young man.
Absolutely. So, he focuses on topics that the mainstream does not want to touch. Hmm. And he's been featured on Yahoo, Fox News, C-SPAN, Washington Times, RT, all this stuff. I had a conversation with him today and explained to him, talked to him about the medical kidnapping that's been going on. And throughout the conversation, we came to an agreement, and he is now going to be our medical kidnap correspondent.
This is great news.
Helping
Andrew Demeter, right? Andrew Demeter?
Andrew Demeter.
How old is this young man now?
Well, and that's the beauty of this, because not only are we going to have somebody on who, you know, is young and he's, you know, charismatic and he's enthusiastic, but guess what? He's 17 years old. And how better can you get somebody who can be objective, somebody who can come from a perspective that can relate to these teenagers that are being medically kidnapped than a teenager himself?
This is beautiful. Perfect. Well, God bless you, Andrew. I can't wait to get him on here. So that's great news, Super Don. Well done. This is stimulating a lot of good action, a lot of good outreach. And any of you out there who want to take part in spreading the message, reporting on this, we want to hear from you as well. 866-939-BELL. The website, robertscottbell.com. If you want to submit a question or a comment, we're here for you 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And we've got a lot more to do, Super Don. A lot more to do. And
there is a lot more.
I just need to make sure you get some rest, because I know you've been driven on this.
I'll tell you what. I've gotten less sleep probably in the last 3 days than I have in a long time. But I am driven by just the fact that this cannot be allowed to stand. It cannot. And you know what? Ron Paul has a quote that I love. Mm-hmm. He says, once you become knowledgeable about something, you have an obligation to do something about it. And for whatever reason, this is my thing. It touched me in a way where I'm a parent, I'm a dad, and there's, you know, these people, you know, these parents, these, you know, they need help. They do. They're fighting an uphill battle. We have a few resources that we can use to try and give them a little bit of an edge. And by God, we're going to do it.
We're going
to
do it.
If there's something we can do to help, we are going to do it.
Yes, indeed. As we cover all of these issues on all levels, political as well, economic, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, all of it's in play here, because healing is not just about one thing. It's about everything. And next hour, Brenda Michaels is going to join us. She's someone that worked with Dr. Nick Gonzalez to overcome her cancer. Quite an extraordinary story. Her book, The Gift of Cancer, in fact, it's called A Miraculous Journey to Healing. That will be very uplifting in a time where there's a lot of things that are trying to drag us down. And believe me, we are not covering the stories of medical kidnap to drag anybody down, but to help empower you so this doesn't happen to you and your children, and that we can also lend a hand, if we are able and capable to do so, to those who are suffering through these indignities, through these kidnappings, through these medical assaults. And we're going to continue to do so. Now, one of those medical assaults coming from the federal government happens to be the scheduling of cannabis, marijuana, they like to call it, as a Schedule I drug, which means it cannot be studied because there's no benefit whatsoever. It's only dangerous. It's only highly addictive. And there's an interesting case that's going to be heard. A U.S. Federal judge is weighing the constitutionality of marijuana's classification. Now, this is something we have brought up a long time now, about the nullification concept, the 10th Amendment. Those powers not specifically granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively. That's how we're seeing the growth of, and no pun intended, this plant back into the lives of Americans, ordinary Americans who desperately need it, whether it be for nutrition or medicine or any number of reasons, to be able to grow it, to be able to cultivate it, to be able to utilize it in the 25,001 plus ways that it can be utilized. And there's a federal judge, this judge, Kimberly J. Mueller in Sacramento. She's held a 5-day fact-finding hearing on the classification questions. And this was back at, you know, just the end of last year, not long ago. And the final arguments are scheduled for February, with a ruling expected later this year. And no, I don't think anybody's done this in a long time. 45 years they've said Schedule I on this, you know, going back to the 1970 Controlled Substances Act. No federal constitutionality was challenged, at least that I know of back then. Of course, I was only 4, so I don't know. But at least now, these things are going to be challenged in the court system as well, which is good news. And then we got buffoons like Nancy Grace, CNN's Nancy Grace. She gives Southerners a bad name, in my opinion. You know Nancy Grace, Super Don?
I despise Nancy Grace.
You don't like
She's
Nancy Grace?
She's probably the one person that's talking head on TV that I just cannot stand.
Yeah, well, help me out, because she made a prediction as to what would happen when Colorado approved cannabis.
The reason I'm against the legalization of pot is because I've seen too many felonies. And I don't mean pot sales or growing pot. I mean people on pot that shoot each other, that stab each other, strangle each other.
Yeah, why did they do that?
What?
Because it was illegal? Because it was illegal? Because you had a black market that was created by government prohibition of it. How's it been going in Colorado since then? Crime is down. Drunk driving injuries, you know, it's down.
Listen, violence is down, and believe it or not, I mean, all of the crime statistics have gone down, including, well, this isn't a crime statistic, but the number
of children using marijuana
gone down.
Down. Went down. How about that? Imagine that, the European concept of not prohibiting something, although this has come down from far above even the U.S. government, international conspiracies, if you want to call them that, to suppress the freedom of the people to use plants for healing. You got it. Big Pharma right at the center of this controversy. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Breastfeeding, could it get you thrown out of even a casino? I didn't know you could get thrown out of a casino for that.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Boy, hell hath no fury, dude. I just got a call from my wife. I mean, she's like listening to the story of Michelle as a, you know, because she as a mom, you know, mom to mom. Think about this. You want to reach in and grab these people, and you just can't help but, you know, be stirred to move. I mean, and her point, Super Don, is just like one of my questions, same. And I'm thinking, who would not think of this? If he claims, if there's a claim of a minor who has been sexually abused or raped while in custody at a foster home, would there not be an immediate criminal investigation? I mean, what if a woman claims she was raped? They send in the police. They do a rape kit. There's all kinds. They put them in, there's all kinds of things. It's in the news when a rape. I mean, I just think about it. And it's like my wife was saying, this is outrageous. How are people not outraged by this? And why is the, you know, you think about a big story for big media to cover, they would be having wall-to-wall people be watching the story like that, because that's the kind of thing that draws people in as viewers. And nothing.
Yeah, no,
it's highly suspicious. It's highly suspicious. Well,
it's beyond suspicious. It's yeah. One of those things where it's so obviously corrupt and so yeah. obviously, you know, just crazy. But we're talking about Chicago. I mean, there's stuff like that going on. The DCFS is being investigated, and over the last couple of, you know, like 3-4 years, they've had like 7 directors that have like come in and left and stuff. Something's wrong there.
Hey, moms and dads, keep your kids close. Keep them out of the clutches of the evil big pharma, big government, big media complex, please. Meantime, a 24-year-old Pennsylvania mom says she was asked to leave a casino in Maryland after she was discovered doing what? Was she a criminal? Was she stealing chips? Was she counting cards? No, she was discovered breastfeeding her 7-week-old infant in the lobby. In the lobby.
Gosh.
Yeah, just a few days ago. Right? Alana Panas, or Panas, explained that at the last minute, she, her boyfriend, and her father had decided to go to dinner. A casino after a family dinner. She had somebody watching the baby. They had bottles, whatever. She went back to breastfeed, and they asked her to leave. You know, it is outrageous when, you know, you can't breastfeed your baby in a lobby, I guess. And it pales in comparison to the story we've already covered, but it is another intriguing view of how, is it our culture? Is it just that one casino? I mean, we hear stories about this all the time, people being offended by people breastfeeding. I imagine that there's probably some rule against bringing infants into a casino, granted, but it sounds like she wasn't even in the casino.
Well, and it wasn't just, we just think it might be inappropriate that you're breastfeeding in public space or whatever, but they asked her to leave because they said she was a security threat.
Wait, a breastfeeding mom, 7-week-old infant is a security threat? How's that?
Well, I mean, the only thing I could come up with is that the security guards would be too busy looking at the boob in the room instead of doing their job. I mean, what?
Right.
What?
I mean, security we are so suppressed that if it's titillating to watch a woman breastfeed a baby, one of the most natural acts of God to create us to keep the nourishment going for the next generation. I mean, again, another crazy story in a crazy culture in many ways. I'm not a gambler. You know, I've been obviously been to Las Vegas, but, I wouldn't want to take an infant into the casino. But if you happen to be there for dinner, I'm hoping that they're serving organic food, but I'll have my doubts about that. But still, another weird story, kicking a mother out of a casino. Well, not casino, but the lobby for breastfeeding as a security threat. I don't know. Somebody's got to get back to me on what that's all about. Oh, let's see. What else we got? Hey, you know, I'm looking forward to next hour already, just maybe to be uplifted a little bit. I know, like I said, it's tough to cover some of these stories, but I feel like we must. It's our obligation and duty and responsibility to do so. But Dr. Nick Gonzalez called me a couple of months ago about this woman, Brenda Michaels. She wrote a book called The Gift of Cancer. And he had helped her to overcome some breast cancer after she had some treatments, threatened with chemo. She had had some surgery. Anyway, it's a pretty heartfelt story, and we're going to talk about her recovery, her healing. And her book is very forthright and candid. She doesn't hold back on it. Also, we have a question of the day about HPV shots coming in. We'll try to squeeze that in as well. And amnesty. Yeah, you know how controversial amnesty is right on the border? Everybody on the border says, stop with the amnesty. They're just flooding in. We've got a different kind of amnesty coming out of Texas you're not going to believe, but you'll have to stay tuned for that. I'm not telling you what it is. I know you can sneak a peek if you go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But for everyone else, hold off. We've got word on amnesty like you've never heard before. I think my wife's going to make some of this amnesty. I love it when she does. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. All right. Take a moment. Take a breather. Get some Echo water. Also, say thanks to Dr. Newsom, DRNUZUM. Get some super earth energy going. We'll talk to him later in the week. In the meantime, we'll be back after the news because the power to heal, it is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.